raid and destroy supplies, were supported by the people of Virginia, thus legitimizing his unconventional move to leave Army life. Mosby not only earned the nickname Gray Ghost by being elusive, he was so successful that part of Virginia was known as Mosby's Confederacy during the war, despite the presence of massive Union armies nearby. Mosby did all this while looking the part of a diminutive man, a physical appearance that Southern culture did not generally view as masculine. In fact, his small size, just 5'8" and 125 pounds, might actually have provoked his aggression. Either way, Mosby overcame and looked the part as a cavalier on a horse, weathered by the elements and war, but never beaten down by the enemy he looked down upon from his mount. The Gray Ghost of the Confederacy chronicles the life of Mosby, as well as his Civil War record and legacy. Chapter 1. Mosby's Virginia. She is out of the Union now. Virginia is my mother, God bless her. I can't fight against my mother, can I? John S. Mosby, upon learning of Virginia's secession. John Singleton Mosby belonged to the ancestral soil of Virginia, both his parents having come from long farming generations in the state, who helped found the Old Dominion as a colony and participated in its growth as the dominant state of the slaveholding South. However, Mosby's father never had more than 3 slaves, and his family belonged to the middling classes of the Yemen farmers that worked the lands between the hills and streams, where the mostly loose soils of limestone and eroded granites supported the crops of wheat, hemp, and tobacco. He later recalled in his memoirs, "I recollect that one day I went with my father to our peach orchard on a high ridge, and he pointed out Monticello, the home of Thomas Jefferson, on a mountain a few miles away, and told me some of the history of the great man who wrote the Declaration of Independence." The younger Mosby's contact with farm work might have been much more intimate and physical if not for his frail condition at birth and his physical weakness during his youth. At an early age, the physical appearance that most people considered frail and small proved to be a challenge in life, and when he was elderly, Mosby would recall that physicians told his parents the young boy would die prematurely. Raised under the glare of Monticello, Mosby grew up as a son of the South, inheritor to traditions, some real, some invented, at a time in history when those traditions were under attack and in decline. The 2 significant events in his historical life reveal some of the tendencies of Southern life, and more specifically the state of Virginia. During his youth, the small boy frequently suffered the bullying of kids in school, but what emerged from these clashes would be a trait of Mosby's throughout his adult life, a proclivity to not back down from a physical challenge, even when the odds were against him. He said later in life, "There never was a fight he emerged victorious from, and even in his youth he won the begrudging respect of his peers and rivals." He later discussed one incident at school that had an effect on him. "I was 7 years old when I learned to read, although I had gone a month or so to a country school in Nelson, near a post office called Murrell's Shop, where I had to learn to spell. As I was so young, my mother always sent a Negro boy with me to the schoolhouse, and he came for me in the evening. But once, I begged him to stay all day with me, and I shared my dinner with him. When playtime came, some of the larger boys put him up on a block for sale, and he was knocked down to the highest bidder. I thought it was a bona fide sale and was greatly distressed at losing such a dutiful playmate. We went home together, but he never spent another day with me at the schoolhouse." His parents, though, saw how he suffered, and more, how he needed a better education. So they moved to the larger and more populated Albemarle County, where he attended the University of Virginia. Mosby majored in Greek languages and literature, but he also earned a reputation as a supremely confident troublemaker who knew no restraints. At the University of Virginia, Mosby's